All right. Well, sadly, there's only one beer left, but we're gonna drag this out. What are we enjoying next?
Rogue's Colossal Clod Imperial IPA. Whoa. You know, when it's imperial, it's gonna be a high ABV. High ABV beer.
I think that Stereo Hobbit got through it.
She just remixed it. Amelia just remixed it. I like it. Really
hit me.
Wow. So we're not gonna edit that one.
Yeah. 8.2%.
Ooh, okay.
They're not messing around. I had to do a little bit of research on this. Okay. Do you guys recall their IPA Bat Squatch?
Yeah, of course.
So that's based on some mythical creature in one of the other states. So Colossal Clod is the same thing. So they're kind of going with this theme of mythical creatures. Colossal Clod is a sea monster, if you will.
Okay.
Over in Oregon.
Okay. In Oregon, okay. Yep. So it's like a Loch Ness monster of Oregon.
That's exactly what it is. 100%.
And it's named Claude. Colossal Claude.
The thing I thought was pretty interesting is they say that back in 1963, that Shell Company actually has a recorded video of something swimming around in about 180 feet of water that was 15 feet long.
Okay.
That had barnacles all over it. I looked for that videotape this morning. I did not find it.
You did?
I was pretty disappointed when I couldn't find it.
Oh, it's almost like you were, they did a little bait and switch just to get you to.
That's very possible.
A little clickbait. Well, if at the end of that rainbow, though, is getting this beer in your face, that's really well worth it. Now, this definitely does feel like a higher ABV.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
This one doesn't. And you're not trying to hide it. You know, it's colossal for a reason. So you want to taste a little bit more alcohol. You want to taste a little bit more of that bitterness of the hops. Yeah.
It is.
Oh, it's extremely smooth.
Yeah, it is. It's not.
You're not like cricking your neck because it's too strong.
Right. This will knock you down.
This is one of their full time SKUs now.
Oh, good. Oh, really?
So this will be out there full time.
Okay.
Part of their core lineup. So you don't have to necessarily rush to grab it, but I would anyway. Just to give it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, aside from what Guy will tell us in a minute, where are some places we can find any of these great brews?
You're always going to have your best luck with the limited and special releases at Total Wine and ABC's, some of your higher end independent shops.
And this weekend is a chance for you to get out and enjoy some fine SR products in public, right?
Yes.
You can do that at the World Center of Racing. Tell us about that fun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Come out to the Spring Turkey Run car show and swap meet. Yes, out at Daytona International Speedway. Okay. And there's a lot of room to walk around. And so you're going to want a beer in your hand.
That's
there's 16-ounce beers at this event. So just classic beers out there. Nothing fancy. But if you're out there and you get thirsty, definitely grab a beer. It's going to be hot this weekend. And, you know, you're going to want to cool off, check out the cars, relax a little bit. And come do something different. You know, it's an all outdoors event, so you don't have to worry about things being too crowded.
Yeah. Right.
So
and you've got a special vehicle out there too, right?
That's right. The Coors Light Coldstream is going to be out there. We turned one of the beer stations. We brought an Airstream that's custom to Coors Light. It's got beer taps on it. Oh, we're also going to be sampling some new products out there with some girls from Michelin Group, and it should be all weekend long. So I'm really looking forward to it. You know, with the hours changing, it's going to be sunnier.
Yeah, it's going to be longer,
and it's going to be warm. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. So definitely come out and come have fun with us this weekend.
Well, that begins today at the World Center of Racing.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So Spring Turkey Run, you can get out there and enjoy some of these products. And of course, if you can't find them at any of your fine retailers, Guy, where should we go on the internet?
srprod.com/beerfinder.
Well done. Well, you know what? My glass is empty, but cheers to you guys.